At this point, yes.
I thought about doing.
What is it? Me, Ben? What for you? What, this nigga just.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's not changing anything. Like, nothing's changing. He's just steady doing this shit. Like
if the one thing isn't working, Chris,
what?
Don't you think you want to insert, include something different to try and help after?
Ben.
There we go, man. There's no direction.
This nigga, bro.
You're holding up a sign with no information on it. It's basically what you're doing.
Oh my God. Like this alcohol is cooking me from the inside. This shit. It's like I was just freezing and now my whole body.
I turned the AC off.
My whole body feel reckless.
No. You keep that motherfucker on, please.
Yeah, no, I feel reckless, man.
Keep the AC on.
It's off now.
Oh, is it?
Shit, da-da-da-da. She said, I'm not good enough. What about footada? Shippa footada.
What? Is that Ice Spice?
Can we discuss how she might be the future of the rap game?
Huh? I mean, we don't have to discuss it, but I agree.
Are we ready to admit and accept that?
I just did.
Because, I don't think she's a good rapper. But I'm not sure that's what matters.
Niggas don't want to hear niggas rap no more. They just want to hear women rap now.
That's not true at all. I'm not going to give you that yet. I'm not going to give you that yet.
That's not
all
it. Right.
Are niggas still making the charts?
Yeah. It's still niggas.
Who?
Who are the women on these charts you're talking about?
What?
Megan has been on charts.
Man.
Nicki's on charts.
All of the female rappers be on the charts.
Like who? Lotto?
Yeah.
Lotto's on a chart. That's three.
You're not trying to include motherfuckers like Saweetie, are you?
That don't count.
Glorilla?
Glorilla.
Glorilla's brand spanking new. She's been a thing for a year.
My point is that every female rapper that is out, like, and when I say out, I'm talking about really out here, like rapping. Not the Saweeties and the one who drop a song every year type shit. Nah, like the ones who are putting out music, all of them have been on the charts because that's what's in. That's what people are listening to.
I would also be remiss if I didn't say, like, who on that list didn't give us some legitimate heat?
I'm not saying they're not giving good
songs. No, because you have to be if you're saying that's what motherfuckers want. That's why it's there. That you're not saying because they're giving heat. It's heat. Like, you thought I was feeling you? It's heat. It's heat. It's heat. It's heat.
It's subjective.
It's heat.
It's subjective.
Barty drop heat. Saweetie has found a few. Lotto has found herself around a few. It's heat. You can't help the heat. I mean, a pair of titties and ass don't hurt.
I mean,
but if you put that with heat,
that's only going to help.
Then what are we talking about here?
That's only going to put you in a better position. So,
that Oranica girl?
Me, who just got bars and good rhymes and tough rhythms. I can't because I ain't got ass and titties.
Listen.
That's not something that's exclusive to women. Because I don't know. The only reason why I keep having to hear Dave East's name is because bitches think he's attractive. I don't know a bar from this fucking guy. I don't know why this guy's always in things. I don't know what he contributes to this shit. But bitches love him. Game should have been extinct. Bitches love him. Like, there were some niggas who are just benefactors of bitches love me privilege. It's no better than having a pair of ass or titties.
Facts. Facts. Okay. Like what you're not recognizing as well, dog, is like gone are the days where the cult rap fans who love that rappity rap shit. Gone are the days to where that shit is gonna carry you like through the charts and through the numbers. It's not like that no more. The women are a general consumer of music now, consumer of hip hop and rap right now, and they're gonna help push that needle. And that's what's happening right now.
When I look at Ice Spice, when I listen to her lyrics, she is making like, I don't know how she's doing it because it's brilliant, but like all of her songs are jam-packed with potential TikTok challenges and captions. You hear me? All of those things, and it's like all of the BPMs are right on beat for this little fucking stupid dance they be doing, the hip shit. All of no matter what the song is, it's either the BPMs for drills when niggas get sturdy, or the BPMs for that fucking silly hip shit. Like, she's not an amazing rapper, but the music is functional, and she knows how to get it to the place where it makes the fucking money. And it's like, I know it's a skill now because I've seen her do it with like 7 songs.
There's a legit science to that, what you were just naming.
You understand?
BPMs, the type of drum pattern itself. Like, it's all science, man. Like, they're manipulating social media in order to carry their fucking bullshit ass songs through the charts.
I watch her put...
You think fucking Annie is a fucking scientist? Is that what you're telling me? You think she's one of the top scientists in the game?
There's a science to social media. And these kids are masters of it.
No.
These younger people are masters of it.
Why do you think she can't have a formula?
Because labels pay people who are absolutely brilliant to do this shit.
Is she not independent?
Bro.
I thought she was indie.
She's indie, my friend. No, but come on, bro.
Independent.
It just feels like you're not giving her any credit for potentially being able to be the one.
Independent, huh?
And I'm telling you, bro, like, you're also dismissing the fact that little Tyler, who lives in the suburbs in the cul-de-sac neighborhood,
see my friend right here,
he is able to come up with this same formula that these artists are using. It's not rocket science.
You see my friend right here.
I don't know what you're pointing at, man.
Look, just take a look. You see my friend right here. Okay. Do you see?
Oh, this motherfucker signed to 3 labels.
He's also independent. But you know what he is?
She signed to Capitol Records.
The fucking plant.
Dolo Entertainment and the 10,000 Projects. But Capitol Records.
Did you have to take me on a fucking journey?
Yeah. You know this nigga. You know this nigga.
Just say that, bro. You had to take me on a fucking wild goose chase. The entire time I'm thinking, where is this nigga going to go?
At any rate, though. She's tapping into the fucking heart of the streets of the children.
The heart of the streets.
You're not the streets anymore, old ass nigga. You're the sidewalks. You're not the streets no more.
I ain't say I was.
You're a nigga part.
You giggly like you know the streets. You don't know the streets.
I know what the streets
you know,
ain't.
You don't know the streets.
I know they ain't Ice Spice.
Yeah? You thought she was Philly. Hey. Nah.
Listen here. Because at the end of the day...
It's the future, man.
Future or not. When the labels decide something is hot...
Yeah.
No opinions matter.
Man.
It's frustratingly catchy.
Mm-hmm. But there's a science to that. There are people who build these things word for word. Instrument for instrument. Bar for bar, they are people who build things that are catchy, cool. Like, all right, if the other day I was watching Sean Paul talk about the breakdown of
Get Busy.
Did you not, like, all right, Sean Paul's a cool nigga, right? Did you not see the other nigga that was telling him, like, yo, all right, watch what I'm going to give you this part right here.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a fucking scientist, nigga.
Yeah.
Can he be an artist?
He told Sean Paul, and I swear, it's my favorite part of the song, but he told Sean Paul to harmonize on that one part of the song. Sean Paul was like, why? He was like, bro, just do that shit. You know, that get busy, just shake that booty, don't stop, till the beat drop, just keep it. That little harmonized part. That shit, it goes, though.
It goes.
Where else would you get that except from a nigga who understands why things should sound the way they sound to attract people and bring attention to it, bro?
You remember when we opened up for Sean Paul at the Zumba convention, bro?
Yes. I remember that
Let
shit.
Me tell you something. They told
you
me.
You niggas have some fucking amazing stories. I just want to say that real quick.
They told us Sean Paul's coming. So we got to fucking open up for him. So we do the fucking opening. I'm like, man, let me just hang around and see. I'm not finna. I don't fucking like Sean Paul, so what the fuck? I'm just gonna hang out and see, right? So fucking one song. All right, I know this shit. Two songs. Oh, this shit a vibe too. Nigga, fucking eight songs in, I'm in this bitch. You never realize how many fucking songs you know from a nigga until the nigga really, and then like, Sean Paul has also been doing fucking music since the 90s, so yep. Songs that I used to hear thrown in mixes that I didn't know was him.
Mm-hmm. Like, after a while, it stopped being like a cameo appearance at a fitness convention. It turned into a full-out concert, like a tour date concert.
The nigga has 3 hours of heat.
I was in there like...
Of heat.
I was no longer an employee. I was there as a fan, nigga. I was like, damn, I'm lucky right now to be in this.
Here's what's interesting is that he had 3 hours of heat in front of white people.
Yes.
Right? So it's like, I can only imagine if the nigga do like a concert in Africa or like in the Caribbean, he probably got another hour and a half on top of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Because he might be able to bring out some people that he fuck with.
Not then.
And that's just gonna go up. Honestly, they didn't have enough energy for me, for my liking, for that performance that he put on.
Because he was a novelty act to them, bro. Yeah. And he was just getting his bag. Matter of fact, they also had Kevin Little.
They did.
That's another nigga, though.
They had another man, soca artist, too. Michelle Montano. They had him there.
Yeah, I remember that nigga. But that was before I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I learned about him when I went to New York. Apparently, the nigga was like, he's God.
Yeah.
He's the one. And I didn't know he was Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Because somebody stopped me. I don't know this guy. They're racist, man.
Soca Jesus.
They stopped me and they...
They be booking anybody not knowing who...
They thought I was him. I was like, Michelle Montano. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Ma'am, I work with you. What are you...
It's me.
I have on a badge right now.
It's Ben.
I have on a badge.
Huh? For marketing? Ben? Look at me, bitch.
I have on dusty Nikes right now.
Oh, God.
Are you ready to do the intro?
You know what? Yeah.
That's a good place to start, right?
You guys may have noticed that there's a blackened voice missing. That there's a tarring, that there's less tar.
You say missing, I on say the subtracted. Hakuna Matata, you know.
And what's finally happened is that Chris and Ben have decided to finally honor my request, okay, and export him to another podcast, all right? He is now part...
You in Miami.
He is now part of the Big Three Meetup.
Yes, sir.
He's not going to like that shit. He said no tranny jokes. He told us not to. He said no trans jokes.
Give.
With mercy.
Hey.
That's a... precarious situation you find yourself in, my friend. Godspeed. Prayers to you and your family.
Yo, listen, man.
But that is a sticky situation you find yourself
now.
In.
Now it's sticky.
Couth, man. We got to get you some couth,
man. Let me tell you, hey, ladyboy allegations are tough to beat, pal. And you know, he's a very nice guy. He was very respectful when I met him. I'm probably going to see him again,
right.
So I want to have some couth. But also, I'm not going to, you know. I didn't say these things about you. I only read them. So they're fair to ask what's going on. It's I don't think I'm doing anything wrong by asking what Marvin Gaye did. Brother, brother, brother. What's going on?
I need you to tell me what's going on.
Hey, I'm not deleting this. I'm gonna save it. I don't know if you want to start the intro now, but whatever that was, I'm saving it, and we're gonna watch it like how they watch, like how they watch the store shooting and Don't Be a Menace to Society.
Don't you punish me with brutality? Come on, talk to me, man. Tell me what's going on. What's going on, brother?
Oh, God.
Nah.
It's because I started drinking early.
I don't.
Hey, guys.
I can't see one of my niggas, you know,
oh my God.
You know, fall down like this, bro.
That's crazy.
Can't you
fall
remember,
from grace because like this. What is happening?
If I don't address it, then I'm fake, you know, because They know we know you guys. They know we're pals.
If there's a slither of light out there, Silk, please.
But see, that's the thing. I didn't even.
We got to lift up.
All I heard were people talking about like the shit. Was there anything credible?
I didn't see anything credible.
So just bullshit and fuckery.
I just saw incredible allegations.
Okay, that's the thing. Ain't nobody dropped no screenshots or no articles. No mugshots.
No, just allegations.
All right, well, see, that's because Nick tweeted today that stink pussy allegations are impossible to beat. They're undefeated. He was like, once the niggas see your pussy stink, you can't fight those allegations. And it's like,
so what you gonna do? How you gonna prove it?
How you gonna prove it? Like, some allegations give it away? Are terrible because you can't say, nuh-uh, smell. Like, there's no way to prove these things. So, like, when a nigga accuse you of playing with the stick, like, how do you say, I did it?
Yo.
All right, listen. If you want me to have a serious conversation with you, you got to stop doing that, dog.
When a nigga accuses you of driving manual transmission.
Okay, so just say you don't want me to say anything at all. I won't say anything.
When a nigga accuses you of driving a stick shift Lamborghini.
Get your shit off.
Come on, man. Jesus Christ. All right. That seems like a good enough spot.
Christ, man. I'm not well. Ricky, I'm so sorry, man, okay?
I don't think that's going to make it to the show.
Oh, I hope it does. If not, keep it for me so I can play back on a rainy day.
I told you.
Nigga here now, see?
Ladies and gents, pray for us. Stay with us.
Mama!
This is the NWO podcast.
I'm sorry, okay?
And we let's go.
We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Turn that nigga up. We some niggas. We some niggas. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. You need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Hey. Me, Chris, and Benny, real nigga shit ain't never getting friendly.
Fuck Ricky.
My brother, I love my nigga Rick. His homeboy be playing with the stick. Hey, that's sick, but I didn't do it. That ain't my bitches. I didn't pursue it. But I gotta say it. I gotta spray it. That ain't my tab, my nigga. You gotta pay it. Back to the freestyle, you know, we have a good time. Shit feeling sublime, and I'm feeling so fine. And yes, we doing pod shit. Look around, we the best pod, bitch. From here down to St. Lucie. I like a bitch with them titties real juicy. Flip her over and them pussy feeling juicy. Feeling fruity. Rooty tooty. Shoebop, believe the shoebop boo. Scat like little Richard in your bitch will too.
Ooh.
In your bitch will too. I scat like little Richard in your bitch will too.
Manula.
Hey.
I swear. Manula.
Hey.
I swear.
Hey.
Manu.
Hey.
I swear. Manula. I swear.
I'm going to put a submission for the title right now. And that's hit him with the stick. That's my honorary first submission.
Okay. Stick man.
Oh my God.
By Blicky. Y'all see the biggest?
The dresser. Have you seen these? You haven't seen the Assemble, the four guys doing weird shit in Walmart?
Now it's only two of them.
Yeah, it's only two of them. Thank Girl, goodness. Where you going? Nah, that shit's so weird. It's a boy group from New Orleans, and they're like,
Wait.
Yeah.
Were they doing it in Target?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I only ever saw them do it in Target.
Yes. They were doing the flips and shit.
Those guys. So two of them have decided to split from the group and do their own thing. And they have a song called My Blicky on the Dresser.
My Blicky
is on the dresser.
What the fuck?
Man, listen.
It's some of the most crucial advice that you can give to young men these days. Okay.
It's happening with the fucking internet, dog.
Do not keep it in the trunk. Do not put it under your bed. And don't put it in the shoebox. Keep it on the dress.
No one's calling the shit that's actually sassy, sassy.
Like what?
Give me an example.
Of those niggas, bro. Like people will call smoking hookah sassy, but not those niggas. They dress like Catwoman.
But most, if you die, most niggas dress like that, bro. Tell
I'm so
the truth.
Sorry. I can't. I've seen most
niggas. Most niggas don't dress like that?
I've seen most niggas, man.
No way.
Come on, bro.
I've seen most
Maybe
niggas.
Not South Florida niggas, because South Florida niggas have a different sense of fashion, because it's like a, like Florida, especially South Florida is one of the leaders in fashion. So it's a little different. But I'm talking about like, what did you say? They're from New Orleans?
Yeah.
My nigga, look at NBA Youngboy, bro.
That boy wearing nail polish to express himself.
Come on, man. Maybe. Is it these other places where these rappers come from, niggas dressing weird, bro. In New York. Come on, bro. New York niggas dress weird. Shout out to all the New York listeners.
No, don't slap them in the face and then shout them out.
Nah, right, why not? On, I don't. Just because I think they dress weird don't mean I don't fuck with them.
Hey. Fuck niggas and their mom.
So you feel
shout
like,
out to them boys though. You feel me?
No, love. That's not what
so
I'm saying.
Like, so you feel like them New York Dominicans definitely dress crazy too, then?
Hey man, I'm not gonna knock nobody because I'm somebody who understands that people use how they dress as a form of expression. So I'm never gonna
you
knock.
You also come from a land of fishnet tank tops, so you gotta really be humble.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta pick my battle.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got my headphones off, but I knew what he pressed.
I got to pick my battles. I ain't gonna lie. But at the same time, like I say, I don't judge people based off of what... If I was a nigga that judged people based off of what they wear, right? People would look at me and say I'm a terrorist.
That's funny, man. You have no right being this funny.
But this is what I'm saying. So it's like, I'm not going to... put myself in a position to judge somebody based off of what they're wearing, dog.
If we can call judging and using common sense, like I think, like if I walk in a room and I see a nigga with a dress and I say, ah, that guy's gay, am I judging him or just like look using my eyes?
I mean, you're judging him, kinda.
That's crazy, man.
Because there have been niggas in dresses who say they're not gay. Y'all niggas have told me that that's not a proper way to identify somebody.
What did I say specifically?
Man,
I
wish I remembered.
You know what? You know
we
what?
Need an intern.
It's not
bad, bro.
He's not lying. Okay, please. I'm gonna.
We need
I'm gonna err
intern.
On the side of fairness.
Hey,
he's
man, if you listen to this podcast,
you know when we had that conversation?
Yeah.
When Russell Westbrook wore the kilt.
He's allowed.
The dress thing.
He's allowed. Yeah. Doesn't mean he's a queer.
Yeah, what
I'm saying is, if you listen to this podcast and you think that you can, if you got time to do free work, DM us. I need us to have a secretary because when I make points and I can't pull up the exact episode number that I made that point, it throws off the point that I'm making in the moment. You know what I mean?
Side note: do you know that's why I can't win arguments with any woman? It's just because I don't keep the points in a good file.
I think that's you and every man living.
And it's like when the shit is going down, I don't have the files to pull up for the evidence.
Nope.
Because nah, bitch, you be doing it too. When? It, fuck! Fuck!
Nigga,
bitch, you know
nigga,
I don't know when, bitch.
Use the AOL internet.
Listen, I'm actually shocked that you don't, because I've known you to be, you know, sometimes a petty man. I've known you to be petty sometimes.
The problem is
because I keep a record of some stuff. I do.
It's just
not everything, but I keep a record because I want to be able to fight fire with their fire. Okay, we both gonna be in here.
But in order for me to keep a record, like, I'm literally gonna have to write that shit down.
Part of this shit is when I'm with motherfuckers I really care about, I forgive and forget so naturally that it's hard to realistically hold on, because to sometimes bring up some of this shit, you have to be holding on to it.
Yep.
And I genuinely forget, which is also bad, because when you forget somebody fucks you over and they spread them out, you can miss the pattern. You can miss the pattern. If you fuck me over every 3 to 4 years.
Every 3 to 4.
You understand? It's just enough time for enough shit to come out until I really zoom out and see what kind of person you are.
At that point, they might have you in this rotation and only something that you deem egregious would be the thing. Like the camel that, the straw that broke the camel's back type of situation.
Yeah, the camel that broke the straw's back. I agree.
But I don't know, man. Like, I will tell you this though. I in my age nowadays, nigga, nobody is worth having an argument with. I have been silenced treatmenting a lot of shit. I leave a lot of the bullshit unread. You will wait until you can talk like a normal person. Mm-hmm. That's what you will do.
Oh my God.
That's what you will do.
I actually feel good doing
that. Has that method been successful for you so far?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. The control freak that I am, to say we're either going to have this conversation the way I want it or we're not going to have it, it works wonders for me.
But I understand it's satisfying that.
It's not satisfying because you know what? It is leveling the playing field, because women will... don't yell at me, don't curse at me, to bail themselves out of an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then if I can't go there, then none of us are going to go there, right? And even if you go there, I can't respond with it. So then what we're going to do is we're going to keep this shit even keeled from the get-go, and if you can, we will stop and resume whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to yell that, bro. I ain't got it. Because I can't afford for tempers to flare. I can't afford for irreversible words to be said. It's too much at stake.
That's a marvelous approach. I'm gonna come out and say that right now.
It's too much at stake.
It's a marvelous approach. Because honestly, like I can't. The only reason why it's satisfying for me to do that every now and again is because within that moment I realize that. Literally, like Steve Urkel, I don't have to take this. I'm going home. I don't have to take
because
this.
Because I was once a nigga who could have been baited into a screaming match.
Right.
And it's like, I don't just get mad and then I'm unmad.
Right.
Like, when I'm mad, I'm mad for a week and a half until I'm done thinking about that shit. And these bitches would be mad for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not hot and cold like that. Mm-hmm. So personally, I just don't want to get hot.
It takes too much energy to have to be hot and cold like that. I feel like only a psychopath is like that, man.
Come on, bro.
A psychopath, man.
Bro, every time, fuck that shit, bro. I want no negative fortune. I want no bad things. I don't want to cuss nobody out. I don't want to say no wrong shit. I want peace.
We're in our 30s now, man. Like, I legit have to worry about my health. I'm not going to allow you to affect that.
I swear on my life, okay, my blood pressure might be a thing.
It might be. But it's gonna be because I fucked my shit up, not because I'm dealing with your ass. Because
of Cleo, bitch, and nothing else.
No.
So where niggas at on forgiveness? I don't know if I'm pivoting to like a whole different area of the conversation, but like, are you a nigga that considers yourself like you forgive people easily? I'm gonna go to you first, Ben.
Again, like, it'll have to, like, unfortunately for me, especially with the people that I deem to be close to me, I give them, like, how should I say, like a meter of egregiousness. Like, if this is like something that I just can't, like, I'm beginning to like think about during random times during my day, like, I'm really, really gonna have to like have a conversation with you about it. And like, I may pull back just a little bit in terms of like making myself available and making myself so willing to be there and shit like that. You know, that's how I kind of like mitigate and kind of manage my, I guess, my stress levels.
Yeah.
Because I'm somebody who's like very giving to a degree and very willing, especially because I don't invite everybody into my life. So if you're within that circle, that bubble, like, I'm a lot more forgiving with somebody who's outside of that. A lot more forgiving. I'm a lot more forgiving. Like, anybody that's outside of that bubble, forgiveness is damn near at a zero.
Yeah.
Like, you crossed me once and like,
that's good enough. Fuck it, yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Death to your family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's fine. I believe in that. But see, and that's the problem. Because, okay, so like, within that circle, how do you handle, or what do you deem unforgivable? How do you handle the shit that's unforgivable with the people who are supposed to have green lights?
I feel like it's a big slap in the face to play in my face when it comes to money if you're outside of my bubble.
Like, that's all right. I want to pose a difficulty to this question, because I feel like it's posed kind of easy in a sense. But does the closeness of the relationship, because, like, all right, if it's just somebody you met the other day, it's easy to say, oh, you crossed me one time, nigga, fuck you. But, like, what if somebody much closer to you crosses you?
Then at that point, you know, at times I try to make that person feel like shit. Like, just by via conversation.
Yeah. Like reminding really them of that.
You know, like, how bad of a thing you did to me and how, like, how it affected me. Like, yeah. Bro, like, if I was in your shoes, bro, you know I would have never done you like that. Why you crossing me like that? Like, I would try to, like, make them, like, kind of like a dog, rub their nose in it.
Yeah.
Rub their nose in it, man. Like, because you should be better than that.
But is that something you gonna do? Like, every time you see the nigga, you finna remind him.
There's a limit.
Every time it's on my heart.
Yeah.
Every time I see you, I think about that shit. I'm gonna let that bitch rip.
After every shot.
Fuck.
After a couple shots.
You know what? You know what I forget, bitch? You stole my bitch in middle school. You rat motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck, bro, that this, shit.
It was one time, dog. A wise man once told me. He said, "To my right." You got it. Sometimes you can't allow a certain precedence to take place. You have to speak up. You have to say something. You got to say stuff.
You know what? Let me tell you when I realized this. I remember somebody important to me said like some wild shit, and I was like, typically, you know, it just made me want to ask, you not afraid to like say that kind of shit to me, like? What if I spaz out and killed you? Like, you're not afraid? You're not on edge? Like, I'm not that stable for you to just be saying shit like this. Like, what makes you feel like you could try to hurt my feelings and it won't? Like, what if that hurt my feelings?
Right.
And then the bitch casually said, real shit, I didn't think you had feelings. I didn't think anything that I said could hurt you. And you know what? It's come from years of, man, let me just let that bitch talk and cook.
Right.
You understand? And it's like, these bitches will think you don't feel.
Right.
Hey. These bitches will think you don't have feelings
right.
If you don't speak up, bro. I swear to God.
Because you don't break down and cry.
Right.
You're saying all these mean things about me and I'm not breaking down.
Feel. You understand me?
I'm still standing.
You're paraplegic if you don't say nothing.
I'm still strong.
As of late, my nigga, man, like, I don't be letting stuff sit and just fester anymore.
It cannot.
I don't let it fester anymore. Like, you say something crazy to me in that moment, I'm stopping you. And whatever you're saying, I'm stopping you in your tracks. I'm going to let you know about yourself right then and there. I don't know. Like, I don't know when I just decided to wake up and be that way, but I always wasn't like that. I wasn't like that always.
Because you know what? Like, sometimes you realize a problem but you also realize how you let the problem grow into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like even at my last job, like the certain way I would like wipe some white people would try to joke with me, I didn't like. But it's also because I laughed at the one joke the one time. You know what I mean? It's just one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like you learn the first time, hey man, it's not fucking funny. I don't fuck with them kind of jokes. If you want to tell them jokes, don't tell them around me, you whole ass nigga.
No.
You nipped it in the bud.
And sometimes that's all it takes. It's not you like literally like berating somebody. Like sometimes it's just like a quick 1-2, a quick jab. Like, hey, nah, not that.
I am drunk as fuck. My word. I am fucked up, guys. Okay? This room is not still. That fan, I've been trying to get a hold of what's on it for at least 20 minutes.
What fan?
That big ass fan right there.
Pause, Mr. Peacock.
Once I saw what it was, you paused. You're fucking ridiculous. Let me tell you something. This nigga called me this morning, right? Mind you, you know, y'all know my hours, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when niggas call me early with, like, news really, really fast, it take me a while to process. The nigga was like, he was like, hey, man, I got somebody gay for you. And I was like, what? Right?
And yeah, he said he go listen to the episode.
And then he was like, I got somebody gay down to record. And I was like, I asked him, what kind of gay person? And then he was like, what you mean? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I mean? And he was like, a gay person, somebody gay, LGBT. I'm like, yes, nigga, which letter? Fuck. Because, okay, when I said which gay person, is that what you thought I meant? Okay, so I'm fucked up?
No, you're not fucked up. You're not.
Because you're not. When you tell me I got somebody gay for you, like, specifically, what do you mean? What's the genre?
Okay, so yeah, like, ask, like, further clarification. Like ask for, like, further identifiers. Like, what type of gay person are we talking about? Like, we talking about the kind that, you know.
But we was on the phone, and I really loved the idea of replacing ask a real nigga with ask a gay nigga.
That could be in addition to
because,
it.
Because let me tell you something.
That's not bad.
There were questions. How do I put this? There were questions you can't even ask without niggas thinking you gay. There needs to be a safe place for constructive dialogue.
Ben, pass me a bag.
I guess there's like certain realms that we just can't travel to. This right here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go to every realm. I ain't gonna lie.
No, but also, you'd be bringing the nigga here for dialogue, yes?
Yeah.
Because there should be a safe space. I mean, we definitely have
because,
to take that under
because
advisement.
Because you know what? I'm very curious about like their upbringing from their point of view. Like, I have definitely seen the witch hunts, but it's like, I want to know what the witch hunt feel like from the other side. Like, what did it feel like to have to run from the entire school at fourth lunch every day? Mm-hmm. What did it feel like to have to fight a million niggas who didn't know what was going on? What did it feel like to, like, be gay before they gave you niggas letters? Like, those stories are worth hearing about. They're struggles.
Because I know high school was hell.
It was hell for regular niggas,
it was
bro.
Hell on
okay.
Earth.
It was hell for niggas who liked women. It was hell.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the issue. Like when you're the only gay nigga in school, who you be gay with? It takes two to be
gay. Hey, man. You let some of them boys tell it, man.
You can't be gay by yourself.
It wasn't we're just
stupid.
Them.
You know why? Because you said that, and I automatically thought of the song.
It takes two, baby. Me and you.
That's the title. It takes two.
It takes two to make the thing go wrong. It takes two to make it out of sight. That's the fucking sound it makes me make. All right,
we're
okay.
Ridiculous.
We move to a dark place. I want to repent.
Work.
But whenever you can get that man on, man,
I don't think it'll be anytime soon. They went from down here. They were from North Carolina.
I mean, I also, you know, just didn't want to randomly pop up without, you know, introducing properly. Because I was saying, like, you know, like, we didn't talk about last episode. Nothing really brought it on. What are you doing? I don't like what you're doing. I like you're doing something evil over there.
I'm not. Just, like, I'm queuing up. It. I'm queuing up the reggae music.
You dropped your pack over there, Chris. Mm-hmm. All right, man.
But yeah, speaking of Jamaican music, yo. Shout out to everybody who went to Carnival. Shout we were just having a conversation in pre-production. We were having a conversation over what area, what city or what country has the best Carnival. And Chris was making the claim that he heard that Trinidad actually doesn't have the best Carnival.
I saw a girl on TikTok say she paid 10 bands for her weekend, but it was amazing.
10 bands?
She went on a cruise, some fets. Some clubs, a concert, paid for first class tickets, hotel for 4 nights. Came with about 10 banditos.
I also said that not knowing shit about Carnival. I just want to put that disclaimer out there.
Every year I tell myself I'm going to get feathers and do the shit. I'm going to get feathers and do the whole shit. And I just never commit. It always comes up fast as fuck.
It does.
Like, before you know it, it's here again. It's kind of like, so before you know it.
I never really actually pay attention to the dates of Carnival, actually.
It feels like some secret that motherfuckers are whispering about until like I just see pictures one day.
Right. So, you down to dress up like Ultimate Warrior? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Nigga, I'm dressed up like worse.
Yeah.
Every episode, I get to know you a little bit more than I should.
Nigga, so you wouldn't do it? Be out there with feathers and
a feather turban.
What do I look like?
A Caribbean man.
Do I look like a?
Say it. Go ahead. Say it.
Is that not a part of Caribbean
shout
culture?
Out to all the homies that be in Carnival?
No,
not a part of Caribbean
shout
culture.
Out to y'all niggas.
Aren't you a Caribbean man? What happened?
I'm an African man.
What happened,
I'm
bro?
An African man.
Oh, so you denounce Caribbean culture and you place it underneath being African. You're African
Caribbean
first.
Culture. You I ain't a part of nobody's culture, bro. I'm a Rasta. I ain't gonna part of nobody's culture, man.
Rasta not a culture?
Nope.
It's a lifestyle?
Absolutely.
Same thing, nigga. Gotcha.
No, it's not.
Got him.
Book culture and lifestyle ain't the same.
What's the difference?
Culture can be, you could create a culture out of thin air, nigga.
How about a lifestyle?
Lifestyle's been being lived since ancient times.
So ain't no new lifestyles?
Nah.
All lifestyles
it's
are
new
old?
New cultures.
So when Rich Homie Quan asked, I did a lot to live this here lifestyle, what do you think he was talking about?
The hip-hop culture lifestyle that he lived.
You just said that culture,
he,
lifestyle. You,
he
just put
labeled
same,
it a life.
He just put them in the same sentence.
Because they, that's what they label it. But that's not what it is. It's not a lifestyle.
You got to take this L, my boy. You got to. He just put culture.
Because I'm invested.
It's
now.
No
I'm
L to
ask.
Take. That's how I feel. Culture is something that you could create. A lifestyle is something that people be living since before me and you was thought of.
But culture includes lifestyle.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just a nice word that they using nowadays to add in different shit so that motherfuckers start picking up everything as part of their culture when shit was never part of your culture to begin with. All of a sudden, it's part of your culture. It wasn't part of your lifestyle, rather. Your lifestyle is supposed to be way different. Now you adding all this shit, calling it culture.
You know, I thought we could defeat him and make him stop.
I don't know what's going on, bro. I don't know. And this is his fucking approach. He realizes he's back into a corner and he turns up this bullshit. And then he tries to Jedi mind trick himself out of a corner. You're not going to just keep saying the same words in the sentence that you're going to Jedi. No. I'm not going for it. No, he's going to, they took their lifestyle and made it a culture. So now our culture. You're not going to fuck. No, bro. I don't like it, bro. You know what? I don't like it at all, bro.
You see?
Because lots of my friends are husbands and fathers, right? And they think they can do what they do at home to me. You won't talk to me like a fucking child. You won't just tell me anything.
I'm not.
No, bro. No, bro. Because that's some shit you tell
you
a child.
Me how I feel.
No, I did not. You see?
I did.
You see? I asked him how he felt.
Yes, that's how I feel.
No, that's not what he asked.
What he asked?
What's the difference between culture and lifestyle? It took me difference? Around the world.
Oh, no, I answered that. Then I told you how I felt.
Yeah. You know what? You got it, bro. You got it, bro.
Thank God. Okay? Thank God the nigga knows more about veganism than he does about culture and lifestyles. Okay? As a matter of fact, it's the complete opposite. He's so well-versed in healthy foods. That's his lifestyle. Would you agree?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Is it your culture, too?
Nope. I don't have no culture. I'm uncultured.
I tried to get him. I almost got him. All right.
Y'all niggas is cultured.
If you, too, want to partake in a vegan lifestyle, there's only one way to do it. And it's a vegan lifestyle because long
come
before Chris...
Come and fuck with the one and only... Vegan trap lord, nigga. Fuck you mean, man. It's a lot of niggas out here trying to do their thing like me. It's only me, nigga.
Yo.
I look around.
What the fuck is what you about to get into? What
bad look around. About to get into? And he realized that he the only one with that A1 Perico.
Tell these niggas, man.
That's funny as fuck. Like I say, when I look around, yo,
look around.
That bar was so hard, though. I realize we the only ones with that A1 Perico, nigga. You want that A1 Perico? 60-60. Almost said, I said 40-40 last time, right? I said 40-40. Motherfucker, it is 60-60. Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, the one and only vegan trap house. Pull up here and come get food that will nourish your soul, body, and spirit. Always 100% cruelty-free. No carrots were killed in the making of this food. You understand? They were transitioned. The food's delicious. It's amazing. And it's like, and you never have to ask, like, is it going to kill me? Is it going to make me shit? Man, I come here, I eat macaroni, I dip in sauces, and I just know I'm free. I am free. Come be free, bro. That shit y'all eating is killing you, and you know it is, man. Your stomach don't feel right. They're selling y'all fake Zy in the street. Come here and get replenished and get these nutrients, man. Y'all need them. Y'all don't drink water anyway.
Oh, y'all niggas smoking big fake weed.
Big fake Zy.
I told, I was on the phone with my dad for 2 hours, nigga. Y'all niggas is smoking fake weed. Y'all eating unfertile chicken eggs. And y'all niggas is eating a new species of chicken that never existed 30 years ago, nigga. You could end the commercial right there, Ben.
No. Talk to me about this chicken.
Which one, nigga? The unfertile chicken eggs or the new chicken species that didn't exist? How many, like, nigga, my grandfather ate a different type of chicken than you eating today.
What kind was he eating?
The original chicken.
So what are we eating?
The new chicken.
I'm trying to get information about one of them. Can you give me information about one of them? You see, I'm probing the old chicken, the new chicken. What are we talking about is what I'm asking you. Give me information about anything. What information do you have? I need information. Stop making me pull teeth to get information. Give me the fucking information. Shit. Why you hate me, bro? Fuck. He do it on purpose, bro.
What do you want to know?
Shit, dog. Oh, just, my God.
Just what information do you have about a new species of chicken? Where does it come from? Who made it? What does it look like? What does it taste like? Anything.
it is genetically crossbred. The common fowl and a vulture.
That's disgusting. Vultures eat anything.
But listen, because they eat anything, they're carnivorous and they're the paws, but the meat on them tastes better. Apparently, to people who eat meat, you know what I'm saying? Paws again. If the common fowl, like if that was still around heavily, that meat is grainy and the bones is mad tough, right? So it doesn't have the same type of, like, it didn't eat the same. You can find it though, like you can go buy a common fowl chicken and eat it and see the difference for yourself. But the bones, they like hard to bite into. Like, versus the chicken bone now, nigga, like, you could munch a whole chicken bone down to nothing. You don't think that's weird? It's a bone. You think your teeth is that strong?
It's also been cooked. You know what I mean?
You think it's been cooked that good?
Tenderized, like, you understand?
Knowing what you know about bones, you think putting that shit in oil for 5 minutes made the bone that soft?
Anybody cooking chicken for 5 minutes is going to die.
Yeah.
But however long you put the chicken, I don't know, nigga. I don't cook chicken.
You've never made
like,
chicken?
Do I look like fucking Colonel Sanders?
When's the last time you ate chicken?
I don't know, nigga. I really don't know. Like,
you really lowballed it, though, bro. 5 minutes.
Okay. 10, 15, whatever.
Okay. When did you start this journey, this lifestyle that you're on?
All right, I can tell you like this. This was 2009 going into 2010. I was in the grocery store and I was getting ready to buy some chicken. That was my last time attempting to buy or eat or whatever. I can't tell you when the last time I had chicken before that.
Do you remember your favorite kind of chicken?
Yeah. Honey barbecue chicken.
Yeah. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
And hot wings. I was heavy on hot wings.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
Did you do pork?
When I was a kid, like, I'm talking about, like, maybe 7, 8 years old, I would be at my grandfather's crib and he'd do like a jerk pork and shit like that.
Got to.
So I would sneak pieces because for whatever reason, I would never get served that, but I would always see it and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It ain't for you, man. It's too good for you, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever. I'm gonna steal a piece here and there, but like, I didn't grow up eating pork on no shit.
When are you going to Jamaica again?
Man, I was supposed to be there right now with my dog, bro. Shout out my dog, 2-3, man. I was supposed to be there right now.
Damn, 2-3 and fucking
yeah.
Wow. Damn. The nigga been logging on today, though.
Nah, I think he left somebody with his PlayStation. All
right, okay.
Because I tried to send that nigga invites, and then I realized he was not.
Because I want to go, but I feel like I'm going to have a better time if I go with you.
Nah, yeah. You're going to have a good time if you go regardless, because it's just kind of set up as a way for you to have a good time. But I tell you like this, if you come with me, you're going to be high as fuck.
That's what I need.
Like some of the best weed you're going to get a chance to smoke down there. You come fuck with me.
That's what I need.
Nigga, all the niggas that I know, there's the niggas that's winning the weed competitions and the best strains and all that shit. Like, I know those niggas.
Ready, man.
The top growers and all that shit. The niggas that all the artists getting their weed from down there. Like, I know those niggas down there, bro. So, like, when I go down there, we having crazy shit put down. And then I got my own strains growing down there, too.
What?
I just thought of a strain, because I'm going to do a line of strains for all of us. I just thought of Ben's strain just now.
In the pause, can my strain be? Wait, I was gonna ask, can my strain be fruity? But they probably got mad natural shit out there.
Pause.
I'm not gonna pause it.
Yeah.
I love weed with a good taste, man.
I don't blame you.
A good pineapple express.
Mm-hmm.
A good pina grande. a good motherfucking Blue Dream. Oh, yeah, I love Blue Dream.
We got some fire
pineapple plus.
Yes,
we got.
I'll take it. That's fire.
We got this joint called Purple Cup. We won a contest with a strain called the Union Jack. That shit was fire. It was like Jack Harrah and something else crossbred.
I saw some Jack Harrah today when I went to the dispensary. I didn't get
Jack Harrah is a fire strain, but that Union Jack, boy. I got you. Today, we got Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rate it 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is a solid 9.8.
Wait, you got it right now?
Nah. I don't have it right now.
I was about to say.
It's a Keith Lee joke. He
ain't on that. You ain't on TikTok like that.
Hey, you know, have you guys been seeing any of this?
Shout out to Keith Lee, man. If you're watching, you're more than welcome.
Bro. Shout out, brother. This Quavo and Offset business, man.
What you mean business? More developments?
Quavo just released a song saying that he ain't never going to fuck with that nigga and there ain't never going to be no Migos. That shit dead when I take off, right?
Yep.
There's a whole thing about these niggas fighting at the Grammys and Cardi getting in between them boys. There's a... what the fuck happened? Like, it's just like a lot of weird shit's taking place. And then Jay Prince is doing this weird-ass media tour.
Grief.
Threatening Offset. Shit like... And a bunch of shit just look funny.
Grief
like
is happening,
like a
bro.
Legit verbal back and forth between... Offset and Jay Prince.
Like, what the fuck is that about?
Man,
like,
what I the think fuck? Jay Prince out of bounds.
In what way? What you mean?
For speaking on the situation.
Like, so for even saying something like in general.
Bro, he wasn't even there. You wasn't there.
Wouldn't one say that, you know?
Where were you? You was home, in bed, sleep.
But wasn't his son there?
That's then let your son speak. You know why you can't let your son speak? Because he's a little goofball. And he probably going to slip up and say some shit. So you trying to be the face. Nah, man. I think he out of bounds for speaking on that man's situation. That's why at the end of the day, it's like, especially when y'all in that active, like, bro, I'm sure it's an investigation, all type of shit going on with that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga ain't supposed to be doing podcasts about that shit.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So you already, now you trying to manipulate public opinion.
I feel that.
Niggas ain't stupid. Like, you, whatever happened, obviously it doesn't paint your kid in a good light, and now you trying to do the double time work to ease that pressure. I get that. But don't try to pass it off as you making mob style threats. No, you a parent scared for your child.
Because somebody fucked up.
Yeah.
The boy was crying on $1 million worth of game. It was real weird.
Man, listen.
I got to watch that episode.
He's crying. You hear me?
Junior, right?
No, the other nigga. The fat nigga with the dreads. His other son.
Ah.
The end of the day, I just feel like between Quavo and Offset, they grieving. And grief is a very difficult thing to put a finger on, bro. Like, you can't tell nobody how to grieve, and everybody gonna grieve different. So, if I feel like you supposed to be grieving a certain type of way, nigga, that might make me feel a type of way if you're not grieving how I think you should. If you're not showing the pain how I think you should show it, like, that's gonna make me feel a type of way, and I'm gonna lash out. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I just understand, like, grief can manifest itself in many different difficulties with dealing with people, bro. Especially when you lose somebody in a situation where y'all wasn't really on solid ground.
Yeah.
That's the worst way to lose. It's bad to lose anybody, but it's worse when y'all couldn't piece it up before anything, like. That shit always feels like something missing.
And like, what's even more heartbreaking about the shit, man, like, these are very two big, telling displays of I'm not fucking with that other person on the other side.
Yeah.
The big statement that Offset made is that he wasn't on stage for that goddamn performance. He had nothing to do with it. That was a big ass display. And Quavo putting these lyrics in this song is another big ass display. And I would have never thought that it would come down to something like this. Because like somebody died. Yeah. I feel like part of me feels like the actual details, the truth behind the matter is just that disgusting, because I don't really understand how, like, you can't even, like,
death couldn't fix this shit.
Like, yeah, like death couldn't fix it, and there couldn't even be a ceasefire at any point throughout this whole thing.
But that's the thing, yeah. It's like, nigga, he gone now. We can't even piece it up.
Cause piece it up and do what? Be the Migos?
We can't even say, yo, all right, nigga, before he died, he was saying that, you know what, we should forgive bro and we should rock back with him. Because we don't know if that's what he, suppose he wasn't saying that shit. Suppose Tate was like, man, fuck that nigga for life, nigga. Mm. And if I'm going to honor that shit.
Yeah. Fuck that nigga for the grave.
And fuck that nigga in life and death, nigga. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be inclined to honor some shit like that.
Yeah.
To the death.
If one of my dogs told me their position and mentioned, I don't care if I die, like, it's fuck that nigga for life, I'm honored.
I'm honored for life.
What? Because what if the decision was like, yo, continue to be the Migos and keep the deal the way it is, or be on your way?
That's kind of what I believe it was.
And if you are the nigga who gonna decide. Mind you, we held this shit down when you was in jail.
Which is why it's crazy as fuck.
And you came home and the fans loved you. And now you in position with your shorty, so you kinda at the top level of the game in a sense. How we supposed to sit back and start from scratch? Why we gotta start from scratch? Which is essentially what they was having to do. Because, I mean...
And I wonder if they made money from, like, them boys selling all of their fucking catalog.
The Unconfused thing was cool, but let's be honest. Like, it was going to have to grow on us.
And it was, and it's like, honestly, I heard them songs so much because Tate died. And things were going nowhere prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Benefit, what are your final thoughts for the evening?
Final thoughts. Tell a friend about the podcast.
That's an old school final thought.
Yeah. Yeah, tell a friend about the podcast, man. Share all of our social media at NWO Podcast on IG, at the NWO Podcast on Twitter, and NWO Podcast on TikTok. As well as YouTube.
Christabel?
Stay uncultured, man. Stop following culture. Culture got you niggas lost.
Can you please put up Ice Spice, please?
Man? Yeah, play some culture, man.
You know what I mean? I want to find the right Ice Spice song. You understand?
Whatever the culture.
Which
like.
One?
Boy is a liar. My final thoughts are, I know you think that you need a breast reduction because you got big, messy, long titties. Like, they're out of control. And you think that, fuck, no one's going to love them. I got to get rid of them. Don't do that, baby. Okay? Somebody loves you, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Somebody loves you, baby. I love them big, messy titties. Okay? Whoa, whoa, you buy that big-ass expensive bra. You hurt your back and you carry those things. All right?
They are appreciated all the same.
God bless you with a responsibility. Too much is given. To whom much is given, much is tested.
Much is tested.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Amen.
God will never give you more than you can handle.
And you've been handling them so well for so long.
Because you've been given so much more than everybody else.
You're stronger than everyone else.
Okay? You're a strong black woman, clearly. Okay? If Harriet can carry us through freedom, you can carry those titties. Happy Black History Month. Ben, song of the week?
I need you to help me confirm which one to click on, because I'm not well versed in the world of Ice Spice.
Play something for the culture.
Second one.
This one right here?
Yeah. Play okay. Something for the culture, Ben.
Those are the vibes.
I can't believe we're doing this, actually.
Of course, man. But that's the trick. You have to suggest your song. I mean, your song first.
It's the culture verse for the culture.
Nah, man, it's the lifestyle, man.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Ice Spice, a.k.a. Carrot Top 2.0.
Little Orphan Annie.
Glass name of the song is Boy's a Liar.
Fuck it up. Hey. I wish I knew how to do the fucking dance. I can't do it, man.
Rick is going to be so disappointed.
The boy's a liar? It sounds like she was saying the boy's a liar.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard too.
He said that I'm good enough. Got him out there. Think about shit that I shouldn't know. So I tell him it's one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.